and to experiment with love for self and others. Even cliques, cultures, and congregations that profess love become fortresses of fear. Trust in the compassion and wisdom of the universe takes root in clarity, humbleness, forgiveness, and love. The characteristics of an authentically empowered personality. Multisensory perception is the species-wide game-changer that is transforming trust in the wisdom and compassion of the universe into the perception of the wisdom and compassion of the universe. When even the most difficult circumstances, such as suffering, poverty, illness, cruelty, exploitation, and violence become visible as opportunities to develop emotional awareness and responsible choice, to grow in joy and freedom, to choose love instead of fear, to create authentic power. Where is the need for trust? All the gifts of the Spirit appear in our lives, such as fellow humans with open hearts, a world of harmony, cooperation, sharing, and reverence for life with a capital L calls to us. We were born to bring that world into being. Let's look at trust more closely. Each soul enters into a sacred contract with the universe before it incarnates. Authentic power is necessary to fulfill this contract. Only when you begin to fulfill your contract with the universe will you become fulfilled. Each of your experiences helps waken you to your contract. They are not always experiences that you would choose. Your non-physical teachers continually support you. Delight in your dependency on them. Look at your life as a beautifully well-organized dynamic. Keep your power in the now. Challenge your fears. Set your intentions. Open to fellow humans. Pray. Prayer is moving into a personal relationship with divine intelligence, with a capital D and a capital I. Say to the universe, with a capital U, "Thy will be done," and take your hands off the steering wheel. Allow your life to go into the hands of the universe, capital U, completely. The final step in creating authentic power is releasing your own to a higher form of wisdom. Trust the universe. Each of your choices serves the evolution of your soul perfectly. All roads lead to home. Trust allows bliss and laughter. Why not choose the road of bliss and laughter? Here are some questions to help you consider trust. What do you trust in your life? If you are not sure that you trust the universe, what would be your first step? If you trust the universe, with a capital U, what is the most significant example of your trust? If not, what is the most significant example of trust in the universe you have heard about? Do you know anything about your sacred contract? What do you feel you know about it? What do you feel it might be? Are you aware of the support you are receiving from non-physical teachers, with a capital T? What is your most surprising example? If you are not aware of support you are receiving from non-physical teachers, are you willing to open to it? Here is a delightful life lesson about trust. For the next week, act as if you trusted the universe, with a capital U, to be wise and compassionate. Every time you encounter a difficult situation, person, or experience, remember to pay attention to the physical sensations you are feeling and the thoughts you are thinking. Then ask yourself, if I trusted in the universe, what would this help me to see about myself that is important for me to know or to learn? Or, if I trusted the universe, what strengths and clarity would this help me to develop? Or, if I trusted the universe, how would I see this differently? Ask the question that attracts you the most, or the one that comes to you about how your life would change if you trusted the universe. You can also ask yourself all these questions. Then listen for the answer, or answers. At the end of the week, write down the answers you have received. Here is the last life lesson in the study guide to the 25th anniversary edition of The Seat of the Soul. Imagine that what is in the seat of the soul is true, and that you intend to bring it alive in you in the deepest way possible. Spend the next several weeks listening to this audiobook again. Make notes about the parts of it that are now the most significant to you. Also, write down questions that come up as you listen, and open yourself to the deeper meaning of what you hear. Go to parts of this audiobook that you are drawn to, and listen to them from beginning to end. Let your intuition guide you. Set your intention to see your next steps as you listen. How you can change in the most constructive ways, and how the deepest meanings you can see in the seat of the soul could come alive in you. Spend some time each day listening. If possible, listen with someone else. After you have listened to the seat of the soul again, use what you have learned to help you appreciate all that you have challenged and changed in yourself, and what you have cultivated and strengthened in yourself since you began learning about authentic power. Last, use this new perspective to support you in creating authentic power for the rest of your life. Continue to be guided by this question as long as it is helpful to you. How would I change my life if what is in the seat of the soul really were true? Here's a closing reminder. To see a multimedia extension of this Chapter 16 study guide with video, meditation, and support for study groups, go to seatofthesoul.com/SG16.
The Seed of the Soul, 25th Anniversary Edition, was written by Gary Zukav and read by the author, with prefaces read by Oprah Winfrey and Maya Angelou. Special thanks to Oprah Winfrey, Maya Angelou, Betty Clay, Evan Ritchie, Chelsea Hetrick, and Joey Levine. The Seed of the Soul, original program from 2006, was recorded at Blackstone Audio in Ashland, Oregon. The recording engineer was Andrew Barnes, with editing and post-production by Robin Wise. The associate producer was Amory Klimchak. The Seed of the Soul was produced and directed by Jesse Boggs. The 2014 Forward and Study Guide for the Seed of the Soul 25th Anniversary Edition was recorded at Blackstone Audio in Ashland, Oregon by Wendy Ingwersen. The Forward and Study Guide were directed and adapted for audio by Jesse Boggs. Editing and post-production by Frog Pond Productions. Terry Hogan was the mix engineer. The associate producer was Joanna Solitara. The Seed of the Soul 25th Anniversary Edition was produced by Christina Zarafanidis. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. The Seed of the Soul 25th Anniversary Edition is available in hardcover from Simon & Schuster. Also from Simon & Schuster Audio by Gary Zukav, Soul to Soul, Communications from the Heart, and Soul Stories.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.